Greetings in the name of Jesus, church family. Welcome to our 2025 holiday season four-week online Bible study challenge. I'm glad you've taken up this challenge, and I know that God will bless your time in these coming weeks. I have three goals for us in this study. Number one, the learner will grasp a basic understanding of the overall storyline of the Bible. The Bible is a big book. It's very helpful to see the redemptive story from beginning to end in brief form. The learner will also discover how the Bible gives us good answers to those big ultimate questions about life that every human being asks at some point in their lives, regardless of their age or culture. Number two, the learner will get acquainted with doing an online Bible study at their own pace, posted on the North Shore Bible Church website. We live in a very busy world. Often it's hard to make it to an in-person Bible study at church. This gives our church family an alternative option for Bible study. The learner will reflect on how this study could be helpful as they interact with people who don't know Jesus yet in their lives. So are you ready? Here we go. Lesson one. After all these years, we still have the Bible, and it's still the best-selling book in history. Why? Some of you were raised religiously, but now you may feel a haunting tension between what you were taught in the past and what you now know. Some of you are not raised religiously at all. Either way, what do we do with the Bible today? Is it completely true, completely myth, or some kind of uncertain mix of the two? Is it still relevant for us modern Americans living in the 21st century? Or has it become more and more antiquated and out of touch with reality? In this study, I hope to present to you a way to view the Bible that should be compelling and might lead you to eventually believe it as true if you don't believe it, and of course be encouraged to believe it if you already do. I'd like to present this booklet as an exploration we go on together, a journey of personal consideration and discovery. As the writer, I am committing myself to assist you in considering a way to view the Bible that we can all connect with, whether we live in the first century or the 21st century. I will do so in an informative, humble, and respectful way. As the reader, I ask that you commit yourself to come with an open mind and heart in considering the view of the Bible I will present. I ask that you do so in a respectful, fair way between you and I. So here we go, even further. Exploration introduction. Most of us love stories. I am particularly thinking of stories that are epic. Think of one of your favorite epic movies, for instance. We love epic stories because of the drama, the struggle, the character development, the battle of good and evil, the victory of good over evil, and maybe the mark the story had made in history. I want to put forth a case that we should think about the Bible as an epic story. Why do I propose that the Bible is like an epic story? I believe it's truly epic because it answers the ultimate questions every human seeks. Where did I come from? Why am I here? What went wrong with the world? How is the wrong going to be fixed? And where am I and all of history going? Any religion or philosophy that's worth following has to answer these questions and give us reasonable answers. Referencing the epic story Lord of the Rings, Ralph Wood, in his book The Gospel According to Tolkien, says, "The Gospel of Jesus Christ is more than a fairy story because it is not a human discovery or invention. It is an actuality that occurred in space and time. Christ was actually born, and he actually lived and died and was resurrected. Here is God's own story, wherein the teller of the tale becomes its chief actor. Rather than canceling all other stories, however, this is the one that they all have been stumbling on or pointing to. The gospel is the completion and fulfillment of all other stories. End quote. Do not all humans hunger for some ultimate epic story and find our place in it? If the Bible gives us reasonably reliable answers to these ultimate questions, then we are on our way to saying that the Bible is still relevant for us today. Sounds interesting? We're going to keep rolling. Exploration Snapshot, the overarching plot line of the Bible. All epic stories have some overarching plot line, right? In brief, the graphic below is the overarching plot line of the Bible. In the rest of this booklet, we are going to examine each stage of this essential, basic plot line of the Bible. I hope that you will see that each stage of the plot line helps you both see the redemptive storyline of the Bible and how the Bible answers the ultimate questions all humans ask, including you. If so, then I really believe the Bible does offer a message that you will connect with, even though it was written 2,000 years ago. And so, the basic plot line of the Bible can be summarized in four words or stages: creation, fall, redemption, and restoration.